Bob Bell is running as a Republican candidate in Anchorage's Senate District J against incumbent Democratic candidate Hollis French. Bell has been under investigation by APOC because he did not disclose information he should have about clients and how much they paid an engineering firm in which he holds a controlling interest, according to APOC standards. Bell explains his side of the story during an interview with KAKM.
I didn't drag my feet to disclose my clients. When we called APOC, when I filed, they said I didn't need to give them the list because I didn't own the company anymore. So we didn't. They called us back in and said the rules changed, so now you do, and we immediately gave them the list.
Bell says he thinks the APOC staff's recommendation was fair. In August, Edward Cullinane filed a complaint with APOC detailing several instances of misreported or unreported personal finances in Bell's financial disclosure statement. Two of the allegations involve the engineering firm F.R. Bell & Associates. Bell started the engineering firm in 1974, but sold the company to a trust in 2007, maintaining the positions of CEO, president, treasurer, and director. The regulation that the commission says Bell is in violation of went into effect in December of 2011. It requires those filing for political office to disclose information about all sources of income over $1,000. One of the clients Bell did not originally disclose was British Petroleum, which paid his company more than $1 million in 2011. Bell should have submitted the information about BP along with the firm's other clients when he filed for candidacy, but he did not. Paul Dauphiné is the executive director of APOC. He says APOC staff recommended waiving the fine for a number of reasons.
One, the regulation has only recently been put in effect, and recently means less than a year in this case. In the past, the commission has waived fines for those people who were subject to a new law or regulation. Mr. Bell was very cooperative. Whenever we asked him for something, for records to review, he was very forthcoming. He responded to us promptly, brought things into our office for us to review.
The commission is expected to make a decision Tuesday. There were a total of three allegations against Bell. APOC staff recommended Bell be found in violation for one of them. The total maximum recommended fine for the violation is $780. Staff costs total around $500. The total potential cost to Bell could be just over $1,000. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.